listening to BPN Radio, your 24-hour internet prayer station.
Breakout Radio Church, now having church services daily at 8 a.m. and 8 p.m. Central Time. Now, here is Pastor Dale Gentry.
Hey, good Sunday morning, everybody out there, Breakout Radio Church. Good to have you joining us here on this first Sunday in June. It's a hot Sunday morning in Austin, Texas, broadcasting live from our ministry center here in Austin, Texas. Welcome to Breakout Radio Church here on this Sunday morning. Breakout Radio Church is a global missions church without walls, comprised of members in many different geographical locations across America and around the globe, responding to Jesus' command to go into all the world and preach the gospel to all creation. We are a house of prayer for all nations. So Gene is coming to join me in prayer this morning. We have a lot to pray about today. We're going to be praying for our president this morning, joining hundreds of other churches across America and ministries, as well as we're going to be praying for our nation, praying for churches all across our land. It's a very, very important day, and I've been praying for y'all this morning. In fact, we're holding in our hands all the names of the members of Breakout Radio Church. I've called every one of your names this morning, been praying for you, speak a blessing upon you, and asking God to minister to you. In a little while, we're going to be praying for some special needs. But this morning, we want to celebrate Gerald and Thelma Davis. They are celebrating yesterday their 65th wedding anniversary, members of Breakout Radio Church. We celebrate with them. We celebrate with Billy and Vicki Burns, who are celebrating today their 40th year of full-time ministry. And so we're going to be praying for special needs, but right now we're going to pray the will of God be done in the service this morning. Gene is coming to agree with me in prayer. Mrs. America.
Good morning, Breakout family, and all of you that are joining us today. We're so thankful for all of you. It's going to be a great day at Breakout Church this morning.
Yes, it is. We're setting ourselves in agreement today. If any two agree touching any one thing, shall be done for them of my Father which is in heaven. So, when you have scores of people setting themselves in agreement, or maybe hundreds of people, incredible things can happen. So we're just believing today is going to be a wonderful day. So Gene and I set ourselves in agreement with you, Radio Breakout Radio Church members. Father, we just agree today, the will of God be done here on this Sunday morning at Breakout Radio Church on this first Sunday in June 2019. The will of God be done. Give us ears to hear. Give us eyes to see. Give us hearts to receive. Let there be a special anointing upon the service today as we pray together. Seek the face of God together. Call upon the name of the Lord, and because we know that you hear. So we're going to enter his gates with thanksgiving and his courts with praise, and we are just going to worship and honor him today. So let's all join in. Good to have you attending church today. Your Breakout Radio Church. Okay, just one moment. We're going to have some praise and worship today and calling upon the name of the Lord. And I believe we're ready to go. I believe we're ready to go. Here we go.
Open the eyes of my heart, Lord. Open the eyes of my heart. I want to lifted up.
Lord, we worship you today. We honor you this morning. We glorify your name. We magnify your name. We lift you up. You're a holy God. You're an awesome God. You're a mighty God. We're so very, very thankful, Lord. So very, very thankful for this Lord's Day. May you be high and lifted up and exalted here at Breakout Radio Church. We not only pray for the service here this morning, but we pray for churches all across America, where pastors are preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ. Oh God, in Jesus' name, in the name of Jesus, we worship you, Lord. We honor you. We magnify your holy name. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Worship the Lord with me, church, today. We honor you. We praise you. We magnify you today. We glorify your holy name. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. While we're worshiping him, I want us to pray for some special needs today. And you can pray for my granddaughter, Brittany Green. She's been having some health challenges this week with her gallbladder. You can pray for her. She's been to the ER. Also pray for our daughter-in-law, Ruth Gentry. Her nephew, James Fonville, has been critically injured in a car accident. His wife, who's 7 months pregnant, has also been injured, and her little four-year-old boy. So pray for the Fonville family, if you will, today. Pray for Sally Massey, our elder's wife, who's going to have a surgical procedure this week. Pray for our friend George Amato, who has had a stroke in Florida. We need to pray for our church member, Jenna Long, as she recovers from surgery. One moment, please. We need to pray for Linda Meeks, my personal assistant, who's had a procedure this week. Dr. Ron Lester, one of our great supporters, who has been diagnosed with cancer, hosts a program here on BPN Radio. In fact, he'll be preaching later today at BPN Radio. We need to pray for him. And we need to keep praying for your pastor, Dale Gentry. Still having some stomach challenges, but believe in God for my healing as well, and all the other needs that are represented today. Father, we just pray for all of these needs today. In Jesus' name, whoever in our Breakout Radio Church audience needs prayer, we just agree. right now in Jesus' name. Jean and I set ourselves in agreement for every need today.
Yes.
In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name.
Yes.
In Jesus' name. We pray, Lord, for Ruth Gentry's nephew, critical condition this morning. In Jesus' name, after a car accident in California, hit head on. Pray for James Fonville, Lord, that you would minister healing to him right now. In every other need, in the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen and amen and amen.
Amen.
We believe in the effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous person. We just believe today. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And I want to give you an opportunity this morning before we worship and before I preach. I want to give you an opportunity to give your tithes and contributions. Remember, the Breakout Radio Church is supported by you, our faithful and loyal members. If you're a member of another church, then you can give your tithes there. But if Dale and Jean Gentry are your pastors and Breakout Radio Church is your church, then we encourage you to give your tithes and contributions. And I want to read from Hebrews chapter 7. It said, "For this Melchizedek, king of Salem, priest of the Most High God, who met Abraham returning from the slaughter of the kings and blessed him, to whom also Abraham gave a tenth part of all, first being translated king of righteousness and then also king of Salem, meaning king of peace, without father, without mother, without genealogy, having neither beginning of days or end of life, but made like the Son of God, remains a priest continually. Now consider how great this man was, to whom even the patriarch Abraham gave a tenth of the spoils. And indeed, those who are the sons of Levi, who received the priesthood, have a commandment to receive tithes from the people according to the law, that is, from their brethren, although they have come from the loins of Abraham. But he whose genealogy is not derived from them received tithes from Abraham and blessed him who had the promises. Now beyond all the contradiction, the lesser is blessed by the better. Here mortal men receive tithes, but there he receives them of whom it is blessed that he lives. Even Levi, who received tithes, paid tithes through Abraham, so to speak." So, you know, there's a lot of people that may say, well, tithing was under the old law. But you get to realize that Abraham was before the law, and he paid tithes to Melchizedek. Levi paid tithes. And now the Apostle Paul is emphasizing that we do, when we pay tithes, we give to the Lord, but we give it to mere mortal man. And so the prophet later said, "Bring the tithe into the storehouse, wherever you receive your spiritual food." But if this is where you receive your spiritual food, you need to be faithful. The first 10% is holy money. It is not your money. And when we take the first 10% to pay our bills or to do anything else with it, we're giving holy money away. And so God says, I'm going to bring 100% of income into your hands, but the first 10% goes to me. The first 10% to me. So today, I want to give you an opportunity to be faithful. Be faithful to give your tithes and offerings. "Prove me," he said, "if I will not open you the windows of heaven, pour you out a blessing." And today, you can give your tithes by going to bpnradio.com and clicking on the donate button. You can use your PayPal, credit card, or debit card. If you want to send a check, you can make your check to Breakout Ministries. And when you go to the donate button, you can use your PayPal, credit card, or debit card, and it will give you the address to send your tithe check if you want to send it by check. And so would you just prepare to give today? Father, I pray that you would bless the people that are giving this morning. Bless them abundantly and bountifully as they give today. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Two of my spiritual grandsons are going to lead us in some worship while you give today. And Leland Mooring and Phil King are going to lead us in worthy but all. So we're going to worship God, and then I'm going to preach today. And we're going to pray.
and angels, they bow before your throne. And all the elders cast their crowns before the Lamb of God and sing, "You are worthy of it all. You are worthy of it all, Jesus. For from you are all things, and to you are all things. For you deserve the glory." We'll be right back.
Hallelujah. Come on, church. Let's worship him today. Hallelujah. You're worthy, Lord. Hallelujah.
Jesus.
Hallelujah. 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 Lord, we love you this morning. We honor you and bless you, your holy name. You're worthy, 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 worthy of it all. Yes, you are. We bless you today, Lord. Almighty God, we glorify your name today. Hallelujah. 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 We worship you, Jesus. We magnify you. We glorify you today. You are worthy, 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 worthy is the Lord. Hallelujah. I want you to turn your Bibles with me today to the book of 1 Timothy. And I'm going to read there today from 1 Timothy. I want to, while you're turning there, I want to congratulate Devin and Rhonda Kinzer, who help us here at Breakout Radio Church and at BPN Radio. They're celebrating this weekend their 28th wedding anniversary, and I just want to celebrate with Delvin and Rhonda Kinzer. Okay, the Bible says, here's the words that Paul wrote to his spiritual son, Timothy. He said, therefore, I exhort, first of all, that supplications, prayers, intercessions, and giving of thanks be made for all men, for kings and all who are in authority, that we may lead a quiet and peaceable life in all godliness and reverence. For this is good and acceptable in the sight of God our Savior. We know that in order to lead a quiet and peaceable life in a nation, we must have a good, strong leader in order to lead a quiet and peaceable life. And today we are joining, here at Breakout Radio Church, we're joining Reverend Franklin Graham and about 250 other ministries, as well as hundreds of churches all across America, who are joining together in agreement on behalf of our President, Donald J. Trump. And Franklin Graham has declared, this is a critical time for America. We're on the edge of a precipice, Graham continued. Time is short. We believe our nation is at a crossroads, at a dangerous precipice, and I agree with that. Graham wrote, President Trump's enemies continue to try everything to destroy him, his family, the presidency. He said, in the history of our country, no president has been attacked as he has. And I believe the only hope for him in this nation, Graham said, is God. So this is an urgent summons to prayer for a man who is far from perfect. We don't agree with all of his decisions. We didn't concerning him giving a shout out to the LGBTQ or the gay pride month, but we believe that God has put him in office, and he's done more for religious liberty, pro-life, family values, Israel, our economy, our military, and American sovereignty and security than any other modern president. So it's one thing to have a president that we disagree with and we may not vote for, but to have an all-out hatred, it distracts the president, weakens our country, and day by day, he is being barraged with accusations and threats of impeachment from the liberal left, from the anti-God people, and it's a dangerous thing, and Franklin Graham went on to say, I'm afraid for the president. I'm afraid for the presidency. The only one who can fix our country's problems is God himself, and we pray that God will bless our president and our nation for his glory. And he said, we need to pray for God to intervene. We need to ask God to protect, strengthen, encourage, and guide the president. And we know that God hears and answers prayer. He said he can soften hearts, change minds. He's all-powerful. He rules over the affairs of nations. And so the Bible instructs us to pray for those in authority. And that's what we're going to do today. We are setting ourselves in agreement here on this Sunday morning, June 2nd, to agree with Franklin Graham, hundreds of ministries and churches to pray for our president, Donald J. Trump. And here's the prayer that he asked us to pray, and we're going to do that right now. We're going to agree with Franklin Graham. So, Father, we pray today for our president, his family, and the nation. Join me, Breakout Radio Church. We ask that you draw the hearts of millions into the courts of heaven to plead for mercy on our president, his administration, and our country. On this special day of prayer, we ask you to protect, strengthen, encourage, and guide the president and his advisors. We ask, Lord, that you remember your many promises to our nation and the many prophetic words that Donald Trump would be a Cyrus in our day. We contend for the fullness of his calling to be manifest in the powers of darkness that oppose your purposes through him to be restrained. We pray, Lord, for angelic hosts to be released to watch over him, his family, staff, and the Secret Service. We declare your word in Psalms 91 over all those connected to the president that no harm will come near them. May the wisdom that is from heaven now rest upon those who work in the White House and Congress and the media, but the wisdom that comes from heaven is first of all pure, then peace-loving, considerate, submissive, full of mercy and good fruit, impartial and sincere. Peacemakers who sow in peace reap a harvest of righteousness, according to James 3. We come in the opposite spirit and seek peace and grace. To those who are currently filled with hatred, we pray for the powers of darkness that seek to divide and destroy our nation to be broken. For we realize today, according to Ephesians chapter 6, that we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this age, against spiritual wickedness in heavenly places, high places. We ask that it would be on earth as it is in heaven, and that the next great awakening would spring forth across our land. In Jesus' name. We also join our friends Hal and Cheryl Sachs, who lead a ministry called Bridge Builders Ministry in Phoenix, Arizona. We have known Hal and Cheryl for many years, and they wrote a prayer, and we're going to join with them. Father God, we agree with them in Jesus' name. Lord, as they come, as we come, that the wisdom from heaven will be upon our president, and that you would guide and direct him and protect him and those in the White House in Jesus' name. And we pray right now at Breakout Radio Church. Father God, we here at Breakout Radio Church join our voices this morning in prayer for our President Donald J. Trump, for him, his family, and those who serve with him in the White House. We pray your hedge of protection over his life and his health. Give him wisdom to make right choices. Give him favor with the American people. We also pray for his senior partner, Vice President Mike Pence, and his family. We thank you for Vice President Mike Pence, who stands for righteousness and the sanctity of life, his stand against opposing forces of darkness. Bless our President Donald J. Trump, and bless our Vice President Mike Pence and their families. In Jesus' name, in the name of Jesus, we pray, in the name of the Lord. And so also today we not only pray for our President Donald J. Trump and his administration, those in the White House, his family, and his health, his safety, but we also pray today for our nation today, a nation that is enjoying the best of times and the worst of times. And we are thankful for a president and vice president in the White House that prays regularly, a president that stands for religious freedom and regularly invites ministers into the White House to pray, a nation that is experiencing the best economy in my lifetime. You know, I believe today that we're going through the best of times in America and also the worst of times. You know, the best of times economically. I recently was reading a manuscript that my daddy wrote for his book that I want to have printed one day. He wrote the manuscript in 1965, and he talks about his life. And Orb Clyde Gentry, O.C. Gentry, described the difficult times that he and my mom experienced, especially during the Depression days in the 1930s. And he said they can only afford to pay $5 a month for a house. He said he worked for 10 cents an hour. He said all the banks were closed during the Depression because of people taking their money out, fearing that they would lose it. He said they had to meet a truck in Marlow, Oklahoma every week where I was later born, to pick up the commodities that the government gave him. He said the line every week was a half a mile long, and they got just a few commodities, just a few food staples. He said there were soup lines where people would line up with a bowl to get one bowl of soup, and because there was no money and no work. And I can remember Gene and I are certainly not ancient, I may say, but we remember that after we were married, still as teenagers, I worked for $30 a week at a service station. My first radio job paid me $1.50 an hour, $1.50 an hour. And in my lifetime, I've just seen what is happening in this nation, in this land. Gene and I, the first home we bought, we bought it for $6,500. And just in our lifetime, we have seen how America has prospered. We have so much prosperity. People get to eat out in restaurants where they want to eat. There's different types of restaurants to choose from. They recently have said in Austin, Texas, that there's several thousand jobs available in Austin that pay over $100,000 a year. I think 3,000 jobs are now available that pay over $100,000 a year. All around us, there are people that there's new homes that are being built, and people are moving into new homes and driving new vehicles and spending money, major money on attending a Super Bowl or whatever their heart's desire. It just seems like that we are prospering on one hand. And it's Charles Dickens said it was the best of times and the worst of times. But I believe on the other hand, we are in a desperate situation. I believe in America, these are the worst times that I've seen as far as the spirituality of a nation. We are in a spiritual warfare. The Apostle Paul wrote in Ephesians chapter 6, we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against principalities, powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. So in the midst of all of this prosperity, there's an open attack against our nation, against morality, the breaking down of all walls of righteousness as we witness. And you know, I was just reminded of how our nation is falling into a desperate place. We are in a crucial place when we look at the morality of our nation. One example was the graduation ceremonies for our grandson, Brock Gentry, who graduated from a local high school this past Friday night. And there was no mention of the name of Jesus. Just 2 years ago, when our grandson Hunter Gentry graduated from the first high school just locally in a small town, the valedictorian, salutatorian talked about Jesus, talked about their faith. They concluded with prayers in the name of Jesus, but there was no mention of Jesus. I believe that we are under a major attack. The name of Jesus is being outlawed in our land, and we are suffering a major attack. Church attendance is lower than it's ever been in the history of our nation, and so much is happening. All we have to do is look at the abortion situation that's going on in our land. Babies being killed outside the womb. The governor of Virginia, governor of New York, and recently it was passed by the state legislature in Illinois that babies can be killed outside the womb. They tried to veto it in North Carolina. They tried to pass a rule in North Carolina that babies could not be killed outside of the womb, but the governor of North Carolina vetoed it. And Hollywood is now threatening the state of Georgia if they continue their attempts to outlaw abortion in their state. Unbelievable. Are you old enough? Someone wrote, are you old enough to remember when the name Disney was synonymous with wholesome, pro-family, entertainment? Here's how much their corporate culture has changed. Disney CEO is threatening to pull Disney productions out of Georgia if the ban on aborting babies after they have a detectable heartbeat goes into effect, he said, if it becomes law, I don't see how it becomes practical for us to film there, to shoot there. And what is happening? What is happening to Disney World? Why? My question is, why is Christians still going there? Why are Christians still supporting the Disney movies, the Disney films, Disney World, Disneyland? And when they are proclaiming that we will not allow any filming to take place as long as Georgia has an anti-abortion law, who would have ever thought it? Even Disneyland. It shows the condition of our nation. And so we're going to pray today. We're going to pray today. Where does it all go back to? I believe judgment starts in the house of God. How did we get to the place where we are today? I believe we are here today because we have become, in so many churches, the church world has become neutral. Neutral, not for nor against. And it's a crucial, critical situation. What does neutral mean? It means impartial, unbiased, unprejudiced, objective, equitable, open-minded, nonpartisan, disinterested, dispassionate, detached, impersonal, unemotional, indifferent, uncommitted, bland, unremarkable, ordinary, commonplace. How did we get to this place in America? I believe it all goes back to the church. Right now they're having an investigation of how all of the opposition against Donald J. Trump and the accusations came against him. Now they're getting to the bottom of it. How did it begin? Where it began? How has it begun in America? It's began with neutrality in the pulpit. And I point the finger at preachers and pastors who no longer declare what is righteous and what is unrighteous, what is sin and what is not sin. And it's like the days of Elijah. The Bible said when Elijah stood on Mount Carmel and began to say to the people, who is on the Lord's side and what are we going to do and how we come to this place? The Bible said that after the prophet Elijah made his remarks, the people said not a word. They remained silent. And we are moving into a nation that is on the precipice of a downfall, not because of economy, not because of economics, not because we're having prayer in the White House or a president who stands for religious liberties, but it's because that the church is not speaking out. The church is not speaking up. They're not declaring what is sin and what is not sin. They're not talking about heaven or hell or talking about unrighteousness. And here we are in this place. I believe that we are in the place where the church of Laodicea was at in the book of Revelation, where Jesus spoke these words. He writes to the church of Laodicea, to the angel of the church, God's yes, the faithful and accurate witness. I know you inside and out, he said, and I'm reading from the Message Bible. I know you inside and out and find little to my liking. You're not cold, you're not hot. You're not cold, you're not hot. Far better to be either cold or hot. You're stale, you're stagnant. You make me want to vomit. You brag, I'm rich, I've got it made, I need nothing from anyone, oblivious that in fact you're a pitiful, blind beggar, threadbare, and homeless. Here's what I want you to do. Buy your gold from me, gold that's been through the refiner's fire. Then you'll be rich. Buy your clothes from me, clothes designed in heaven. You've gone around half naked long enough, and buy medicine for your eyes from me so you can see, really see. Look at me, I stand at the door, I knock. If you hear me and call and open the door, I'll come right in and sit down to supper with you. Listen to my words, the Spirit blowing through the church. So what was he saying? He was making an indictment of the church of Laodicea, which I believe is comparable to the church in America today, neither hot nor cold. And we're not for, we are not against. This sounds like the church in America. I'm not saying about every congregation. I believe there are many men, women that are preaching the gospel, standing for righteousness. But I'm talking about I'm talking about so many pastors and preachers today that refuse to come out and talk about sin, talk about heaven, talk about hell, talk about righteousness, unrighteousness. And as a result, we're at a tipping point in America because so many preachers fear the people instead of fearing God. We've come to a place in the church in America of lukewarm or neutrality. And following on the heels of a greasy grace, what I call the greasy grace movement, where anything goes, and as long as you love Jesus, say you love Jesus, anything goes. We're now moving into a new era of church called the Progressive Christianity Church, and it's on the rise, and it's a church that's attempting to redefine scriptures, a church that says little or nothing to do with sin. A prime example is the recent statement of Mayor Pete Buttigieg, running for president of the United States, who is gay and married to a man, said his lifestyle is perfectly compatible with his Christian faith. He said that marrying a gay man has made him a better man and moved him closer to God. This is just an example of progressive Christianity that is being embraced across America, including one of the most well-known pastors in America who is declaring that his beliefs concerning homosexuality are evolving, and he is no longer declaring that that is a sin. This progressive Christianity movement has little or nothing to do with sin, the power of the cross, heaven or hell, the deity of Christ, or the authority of God's word. Rather, the focus is on the love of God and social justice. Progressive Christianity is simply another term that simply allows each person to do that which is right in their own eyes. Have you ever heard that before? And every man did that which was right in his own eyes? Yeah, I read that in Judges 21:25. Every man did that which was his right in his own eyes. Have we come to this place where we're now embracing progressive Christianity? And it's similar to the movement that was found in the church in Laodicea. So we have a silent majority in America that is giving consent to the powers of darkness that have one goal in mind, one goal, to silence the church and create total darkness in this land, approaching a tipping point in this land through a bill that has already been passed by Congress. And you hear so little about this, but we're on the verge of our religious liberties, church, being removed through what is called the Equality Act, the H.R. 5. I heard it mentioned at my grandson's commencement exercise, graduation Friday night, that they were complimenting a state legislature had come out in favor of H.R. 5, and so many Christians don't even know what it is. It's the Equality Act. And it's a bill in the United States Congress that, if passed, would amend the Civil Rights Act to prohibit discrimination on the basis of sexual orientation, gender identity, employment, housing, public accommodations, public education, federal funding, credit, the jury system. Already 20 states have outlawed LGBT discrimination, with members of the LGBT community being given little protection. At a national level, the Equality Act would lead to the nationwide anti-LGBT discrimination laws. Do you understand what that would mean? It would affect employment, housing, credit, education, public spaces, services, federally funded programs, jury service. It would also impact the church. How would it impact the church? By making it hate speech if any pastor or preacher preached against homosexuality or same-sex marriage or transgender situations. This is all being pushed by the LGBT community that is anti-Christian and wants to reform what is happening in America. And you remember this bill tried to be passed in the city of Houston. The former mayor of the city of Houston, Texas, tried to pass this where anybody can use the bathroom and they can, however they're feeling that day. So men and women, they go to the restroom together, and the preachers have to turn in their sermon notes before they preach on Sunday morning. And so we are All this has to do is being approved by the United States Senate, signed by the president, and it goes into effect. We are in a very dangerous situation in America. So the LGBTQ movement is moving on this because they say that despite significant steps forward, lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender, and other people groups lack basic legal protection in states across America. It's going to give them protection, but will not give the church protection. They say the patchwork nature of current laws leaves millions of people subject to the uncertainty and potential discrimination that impacts their safety, their families, and their day-to-day lives. And so here we are at a tipping point, at a crossroad. James Dobson declares that this bill is a thinly veiled attempt to finish off religious liberties once and for all in America. The Equality Act would put Christians with beliefs about sex, marriage, and gender on the opposite side of federal law. And so if you try to preach your beliefs on marriage between one man, one woman, your morality, you're going to be on the opposite side, and you'll be charged. You'll be possibly fined, charged, imprisoned, whatever it may be, whatever they decide to do in each state. So you got to realize the homosexual movement are working overtime to get this bill passed, creating fines and imprisonments for anyone, including pastors who oppose them. Hollywood and other groups are working to get these acts passed. So we must pray that every pastor and preacher will be heard concerning these attempts. Only prayer and prayer revivals are going to save our nation. So where are we headed without another spiritual awakening? We are headed for a gender-neutral society where there's not going to be any his or hers, him or her. It's all going to be neutral, however a person feels. And so we are we're in a crucial situation, and it's all happening. A lot of it is coming down this month, the month of June, Gay Pride Month. And every June, with the arrival of Pride Month, I've read this article. We take time to evaluate legislative actions, court decisions, and public opinions as a public opinion shift as measures of the state of LGBT rights. This one writer said, "For me, an observer of politics and a number of guys, these metrics are my stock in trade. But this year I found perhaps the most significant indicator of the prevailing cultural vibe, to my surprise, is country music." He said one of the most popular songs on country radio this past year has been recorded by one of our leading country artists, and the song is entitled "Most People Are Good." The song faithfully serves up genre-typical lyrics like, "I believe most mamas ought to qualify for sainthood, and most Friday nights look better under neon or stadium lights." But the chorus also contains a clear pro-LGBT declaration. "I believe you love who you love, ain't nothing you should ever be ashamed of." And in case fans were tempted to interpret the lyrics in other ways, This Mr. Brown's music video features gay couples and same-gender parent family configurations among a diverse montage of good people. Where are we at today? Where we're at today? When a child is born, a doctor says it's a boy or it's a girl. Assigning someone's sex is based on biology, chromosomes, anatomy, hormones. But a person's gender identity, the inner sense of being male, female, or both, doesn't always match their biology, according to them. Transgender people say they were assigned a sex that isn't true to who they are. Many people have assumptions about what it means to be transgender, and isn't about surgery or sexual orientation or even how someone dresses. It's how they feel inside. How they feel inside. What did God say about that? What does God's Word say about what this movement is trying to defy the Word of God? The very first chapter of the Word of God. God said, here's what He said. He said, "Let us make human beings in our image, make them reflecting our nature, so they can be responsible for the fish in the sea, the birds in the air, the cattle, and yes, earth itself, and every animal that moves on the face of earth." God created human beings. He created them godlike. What? Like Father, like Son. God created human beings. He created them godlike, reflecting God's nature. He created them. Listen to these words. He created them male and female. God blessed them, prosper, reproduce, fill the earth, take charge, be responsible, fish of the sea and birds in the air, for every living thing that moves on the face of the earth. He said, I'm going to establish. In Genesis chapter 6, he said, I'm going to establish a covenant with you. You'll board the ship, and your sons, your wife, and your sons' wives will come on board with you. You also to take two of each living creature, a male and a female, on board the ship to preserve their lives with you. Two of every species of bird, mammal, and reptile, two of everything, so as to preserve their lives along with yours and get all the food you'll need stored up. What was he saying? He said, I've created everyone, male and female, not just human beings, but animals and birds and insects. It's all male and female so that we can reproduce in Jesus' name. But society is trying to change it all. They're trying to change it all, and they're making a move on the church and on our society, particularly this month. Mike Huckabee, he says LGBTQ acceptance is the biggest threat to America. Gender-neutral society. He said we are self-destructing as a nation. He said the church should have the right to have its own convictions and values. If you don't like those convictions and values, you totally disagree with it, don't try to change the church. Move into your own and find somebody who gets what you get about faith. One pastor said, in opposition to what the Word of God says. So we believe that the Word of God is not changing. It's not evolving. It is the same yesterday, today, and forever. And Gene's going to come. We're going to pray right now. We're going to pray for America. We're going to pray for the church. We're going to pray for every pastor. And I want you, church, to lift up your voice in Jesus' name. Lord, we pray right now. We've been praying for the president, Donald J. Trump, but we pray for the church. We pray for the last defense of our nation is the pulpit. And when men and women stand on Sunday morning and quit preaching the word, keep declaring what is right and what is not right, and they have a motivational speech, and it's a speech that tickles the ears, and they do not warn the people, then we are on a path of self-destruction. We cry out this morning in Jesus' name, God, for your help, for yes, another spiritual awakening in America. God, we need your help today. Yes. In the name of Jesus, we repent of our sins of this nation. We repent, and we know that repentance starts in the house of God. You said, if my people which are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways. You said, I'll hear from heaven, forgive their sin, and heal their land. We repent today for adultery. We repent today for fornication. We repent for homosexuality. We repent for same-sex marriage. We repent, oh God, for not feeding the poor. We repent, oh God, for not obeying your word. We repent for taking prayer out of our public school system. We repent, oh God, on behalf of our nation, and we give a mercy cry this morning. We pray, Lord, for another spiritual awakening in America. Yes. That it will start on the streets of our nation. It will flood into the churches of our land. In the name of Jesus, on high school and college and university campuses, in elementary schools and junior high and mid schools and all of the other schools, we pray, the Christian schools and all of the other forms of education, we pray in Jesus' name, oh God, for neighborhood revivals. In the name of the Lord, we call out for a spiritual awakening in America. Lord, we are living in the best of times, worst of times. Economically, we're doing well in our nation. Unemployment at an all-time low, but spirituality in our land at an all-time low. We call for revivals in every town and city in this nation, in every state. Oh, God, we call out. May we express the love of Jesus. We do. May we love everybody. We don't hate anybody. We love everybody regardless of what they believe or how they feel. But we love your word, and we love you, Lord. And we know that you went to the cross to die, that we might have life and have it more abundantly, that we might have forgiveness of sin. because it's sin that separates us from God, and it's sin that will separate a nation from God. And so, Lord, we pray that we will not be slack. We will not be deceived. We will not be deceived. And where we are as a land, we cry out, oh God, Breakout Radio Church and other pastors and churches all across America that are crying out for revival, for another spiritual awakening. I pray that pastors would call their congregations to times of prayer. Lord, we pray for bpnradio.com as we lead prayer around the clock and around the globe, all throughout the days and all throughout the nights and week, praying and calling people to pray. And Lord, I pray for any person today that does not know you, Lord. I pray that they would accept you as their Savior and Lord. If you don't know Jesus, would you say this prayer after me? Lord Jesus, I believe you're the Son of God. I believe you died on the cross for my sins. I believe you arose on the third day. I ask you, Lord Jesus, to come into my heart. Forgive me of my sins. I accept you as my Lord and Savior. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you for coming to church today.
Have a blessed day. We love you.
Yes, we do. Have a wonderful day.